Tell me what could be worth more than your soul. Could you put a price on your life? By the way, the gold, or for that deal that you feel is so far down the road. Sign away your life for ice, a little money and some hoes. Rolls Royce designer clothes, can't take with you when you go. I seen a lot of niggas fold, taking a similar approach while I'm twisting up this mold. Yeah, I'm just twisting up this mold. Yeah. And when I light it, I recite what I'm writing in hieroglyphs. Traveling the seven seas, smoking weed in my pirate ship. My mama's biggest fear is me dying by flying hollow tips. Before I die, my only hope, acquire all that I can get. Knowledge, wisdom, little bread, buy some property for my kids. Change my quality of life, before I die, I gotta live. That's the struggle of the righteous, mental battle of a wise man. Maintain, stay conscious, and do whatever I can. So tell me what could be worth more than your soul. I need to know. Tell me what could be worth more than your soul. Tell me what could be worth more than your soul. Tell me what could be worth more than your soul. Tell me what could be worth more than your soul. Tell me what could be worth more than your soul. Tell me what could be worth more than your soul. Rest in peace to our family that's deceased. Those we lost to death causes, those we lost to the streets. Death I often think about when that coffin I'll see. So caution I use whenever I'm off in these streets. Peace sign, my designs made with God's energy. My inner me is truly blessed, so death to all my enemies. Honestly, I don't wish death on none of y'all. I'm trying to see the manifestation of dreams. Have by Martin Luther King. They say seeing is believing. All the shit that I done seen can make a fiend out of a pope. You know, give a nigga rope, let him hang himself. If he's righteous, then he might float. But if he don't, sucks for him if he don't. Cause me be company to misery, please believe that I won't. You paddling up shit's creek, I won't be with you on that boat, nope. I'd rather just roll me some smoke up and chill. Let you play the critic and say if I wrote something real, huh? So tell me what could be worth more than your soul. I need to know. Tell me what could be worth more than your soul. Tell me what could be worth more than your soul. Tell me what could be worth more than your soul. Tell me what could be worth more than your soul. Tell me what could be worth more than your soul. Tell me what could be worth more than your soul.
God bless.
Pay the price twice just to be the boss, right? I ain't never had a rapper like this, nah. Full flex mode out, mouth gun them down. I don't play around, coming from the west pound. Tired of the shit, got your chick in the whip. Chicken head, loving the stick, peel off in this bitch. 28 grams of the sticky, leave a trail. Trailing the kid, full clip, he's a dummy, gotta get hit. Hard-headed boy, come and learn you something. In my day, you could get your ass slapped for front and shit. You might get smacked for nothing. Bad day, wrong color, the result of bucket. Pull up to your mama house in a photo, bug a head to the side, super fly, bass still bumping. Let it ride, got your moms jumping up and down, side to side, there ain't no signs of stopping. No! Do the wop, let it wop, super land, don't fly, but my heart throb, baby. I'm a heartthrob. Big girls love me, skinny girls love me, milfs love me, cougars love me. Ooh, that's big facts. Turn this up to the max. I'm the shit's mother X-Lax. Twist the lime in my cognac. Gold smoke, pink Cadillac. You motherfucker trying to rob me.
Peace to the gods and the earths. You're plugged into the Illest Hip Hop Culture Podcast Show on the fucking West Coast. Gem Work Live. I'm your host, Tech the Super Latin, a.k.a. Brother Maz, a.k.a. Lumptuous Caramel, for all you beautiful ladies out there, a.k.a. tell your mama I'm back in the city. Today I'm going to be going one-on-one with independent recording artist, J-Hound. And I got plans to dig into this man's life and tell the independent artist's musical life story. Make sure you plug in every Saturday and catch the latest interviews. Don't forget to support your local artists. That is a must. This show is powered by Donkey Bongs TV. Let's get it. You know the fucking vibes. You know the fucking vibes. This is supposed to be an instrumental playlist, but we just hope we're gonna rock. If you haven't been to the website, DonkeyBongsTV.com is where you wanna fucking be. DonkeyBongsTV.com. Let me tell you exactly why. If you scroll down, you will catch all of the radio shows promo that you need to catch. Our radio player is down. It will be up in about a week. This is a Fleet DJ Network. We do break artists. We break records. We got one of the biggest DJ coalitions on the fucking states. And we are the one-stop shop. Feel free to come through, vibe with us. Book your interviews. That's what it comes down to. Book your fucking interviews. If you keep scrolling, click this banner, man. Hit the merch store. Definitely got some dope shit in there that you're going to want to check out. Also, the private parties. I mean, you see it. Stay the fuck tuned. Compton Mania. We got the whole fucking thing on lock. This is exactly where you want to be for all your news, updates, Gemwork Radio Magazine, artists, all of that fucking good shit. So, I'm going to bring my man to the fucking stage. King Drama J-Hound, ladies and gentlemen, make some motherfucking noise.
Hey, what's happening with the motherfucking businesses? It's your boy King Drama J-Hound in the building. What's really good, Tech? What's happening, man?
Man, I can't fucking complain. I'm hella excited. It's an honor to have you here, my man.
Likewise, my G. Appreciate it.
So let's get into this, man. We, you know, our whole purpose here is to tell your story. I want the people to know exactly who King Drama J-Hound is. So let the people know, man, who is J-Hound?
Well, you know, I'm going to do what most artists don't do, know what I mean? King Drama J-Hound, born as Chauncey Jamar Woods, know what I mean? Tucson, Arizona, know what I mean? What's happening? 520, what's popping?
Tucktown.
You know, as far as the King Drama J-Hound go, it used to just be J-Hound, but I ended up doing a long-ass stint, and when I got out, it was a bunch of cats using my name, so I was like, I got to separate myself from them. I can't be, as far as I'm concerned, it's only one me, but I had to put the King Drama on that, know what I mean? I'm just a young cat that grew up out of Tucson, you know. I started rapping probably like the age of 7 or 8, know what I mean? But I really got serious with that shit probably age of 12. I was really, really on that. But I love this rap shit, bro. Like, I love this rap shit.
That's what's up, man. What was your childhood like? What was it like growing up in Tucson, man, and being, you know, from Arizona?
Contrary to what people believe, we wild in the Tuck. Just so y'all know, we wild in the Tuck. It's a little bit more quiet out there, but shit, I grew up in a gang neighborhood, know what I mean? Shout out to Western Hills, WHGB, was bragging. 36th Street, you know, dealing with the same ins and outs that most people deal with. I might have had a little bit more extreme circumstances, but shit was rough. Like, I ain't gonna boo-hoo about it. Shit, I made it out. I'm still here, shit.
I fucking feel it, man. I got a couple questions. You know, we're gonna just keep them more towards the early stages of your life, man. What was your earliest memories with music? How did this even play out for you? What made you want to go this route?
Oh, shit. Well, I mean, the first CD I ever owned, well, we ain't even gonna say CD because they had tapes back then. Y'all youngins don't know about nothing about them tapes, but they had tapes back then. My first tape was a DMX tape. It's dark and hell is hot.
That's fire.
Like, that was my shit. To be honest with you, I knew who X was before I knew who Biggie was.
Word. Okay. Like, how old are you for the people?
I'm 33 years old at this point.
Word. So you my age. So that's, we was coming up at the same time, hearing the same things being pumped through the airwaves. So that's dope, man. I definitely, as a youngster, I caught the DMX wave pretty hard. Along with a couple others. I was a big Luda fan too. Like early Luda.
I was like, if you with Luda, I was like, I like him cause he's from the South. But I was on that East Coast shit tough.
Yeah, still yeah. I was raised on that shit. I it's hard to fucking break that.
What
was a young J-Hound bumping in high school? Do you remember that? And what was like your turn up song? What was like, this is like my anthem for the year. You could get knocked out, you know what I'm saying? You could get the cheeks clapped, whatever the fuck it is. It's
man, anything back then, it was anything Crime Mob, we wildin'. Anything with Lil Jon, it was spazzing out.
You said Crime Mob.
Nobody ever said
Crime Mob up here. That is lit.
That Nuck If You Buck, oh man, that was getting people slept at house parties.
Nuck If You Buck, boy.
Motherfucker couldn't listen to that song without getting ready to get into it.
Hey, that's
as soon as the beat come on, it just make you angry. Shit.
That's a whole fucking fact, man. I got one more question, and then I want to break out a music video of yours. And this is going to be a fun question. All right, so check this out. If you were to personify your style as an MC, what superhero do you feel would best represent what it is that you do?
I would have to say, like, I don't think I could just pick one. It would have to be like some hybrid shit. Hancock, Dr. Manhattan.
Ooh.
Easy pitch.
Ooh.
I'm like a combination between the two. That's how I feel.
I fuck with it. I like that. I haven't had that answer at all. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I'm impressed, good sir. I think I like you more today than I liked you yesterday. I got some music, man. I definitely want to, you know, get warm.
Yeah, I feel like them two right there, man. Like, because with Hancock, he act like he don't give a fuck, but he really do.
But he does, right.
And Dr. Manhattan shit. If he choose to give a fuck, he give a fuck. But if you on his bad side, boy, you don't want no smoke with that man. Can't nobody fuck with Dr. Manhattan.
Whole facts.
Not no Spider-Man, no Flash, no Superman, Batman. Can't none of them fuck with Dr.
None
Manhattan.
None of
them. Snap his fingers, your body gone. Like, what you gonna do today? You can't get off on the man. Look.
Facts. So this joint that I got queued up by J-Hound is called Street Gospel. How did this, you know, come to... existence? What was the process creating this, like?
This record, I wrote this record probably back in, I want to say 2011, while I was locked up. And I was at a point in my life where, like, I don't know how I put that. I was at a point where I was on some fuck everything type shit. And that's kind of like, when I started writing this song, the words that I put on the page, they kind of brought me back to earth. Like, they grounded me and brought me back to reality and showed me, like, nigga, you ain't gonna be in here forever. You got a talent, you need to use this shit and utilize it. And you got a story to tell, your story's still ongoing, so obviously you can't tell the whole thing. But shit, get these motherfuckers to pieces. Get them the exclusive shit. That's how Street Gospel came about.
Man, that's motherfucking fire. We're going to get into this video. Gemwork Live Podcast. You know the fucking vibes. DonkeyBarnsTV.com. West Coast Fleet. City Buzz. We out here, man. Let's get into this video. Street Gospel by J-Hound. Let's get it.
This bitch heavy. Under my skin. Under my skin.
Let me take you back to where it started at. See, music got my heart attached. When I got arrested, shit got real without the cardiac. Reality here shocked me, shit, that's probably what brought me back. Black talent bars, I'm just aiming where the target at. And if you sitting on the throne, nigga, I show respect, but nonetheless, I must digress. I'm at your dome, nigga. Any rebuttal you utter, get cut with lightsaber. Skywalker, levitation, where you wanna take it? I'ma keep it real with you. I ain't never had much, so I pay attention to the numbers when they add up. Triple check my work, I can't afford the fuck the man fuck, fighting from the bottom till I swing my way back up.
This bitch heavy, yeah. Yeah, what it is, nigga.
Under my skin. Under my skin.
Admit I'm not that same guy from a brick ago. Move to the left, oh yes sir, I'ma set that pick and roll. Just me and my give and go. You play with me, won't make it home. Vince Carter shit, except the hoop, we substitute for domes. Never tended if I was whipping in my arm in it. Try to take food from my plate, end up with parts missing. Really was living in the trenches, I got scars healing. To summarize, what's the message? I'm a problem, nigga. My ammunition infinite, so fuck the opposition. My vernacular is vast, don't get me started, nigga. I went from bullets to the balls, I'm a marksman. With them synopsis, cocky choppers, watch your mouth, but they gon' fall quick.
Don't ease my heart. That's all really
important. I know when I was watching the other day, I was like, there ain't no other
way. Super fucking bang. Check what's up. J-Hound in the fucking building, Street Gospel.
Happening. I love the hell out of that song.
That shit, bro, was fucking bananas. I remember when you sent me that the first time and I watched it and we played it. It was one of those that I was like, oh, he's different. He's different. He pens different. He translates his pain well.
Yeah, because I like, you know how some people, they be like, oh, my cars, my clothes, my hoes, all that. I ain't on that. Like, I ain't out here fucking with a bunch of random ass females. You don't see no chains on me. Only jewelry I got on is this motherfucking cheap ass earring in my head.
Right.
I don't do the flashy shit, so ain't no point in me talking about it. I try to keep it authentic. Cause at the end of the day, yeah, motherfucking go rent cars and chains and all that shit. But when the camera's off, you gotta get that shit back and you look like a fool when niggas come pull up on you and you look regular. Like, what you gonna do?
Right, exactly. Man, this makes me wanna ask you, you know, more of a deeper question. Maybe, what do you feel your role in the game is? Because I feel like you definitely got a message, you definitely pin well, it crosses over well, from boom bap to maybe more radio friendly, you're appealing enough to have both. What do you feel your role is in the rap game today?
I feel like the reason that I still got the urge to do this shit is because somebody need to show these cats, like, it's okay to be you. You don't gotta be the dude that you seen on TV or the one that everybody aspiring to be. The best version of you is the authentic one. So trying to be something you not is never gonna help you. At the end of the day, you still not gonna be that person, so be you.
Facts. That was well fucking said. That was well said. Do you remember the point in your life when you started taking music serious? Like, when you was like, yo, there is no more fucking around. This gotta happen now. And what were you going through in that time?
Oh shit. I say it was probably around the time that I met the homie Boog when I was like really, really on it. I moved to Phoenix from Tucson about, what was that? 2000, like mid-2007 or whatever. I came out to Phoenix, ended up clicking up with Boog or whatever. He actually was getting me in clubs. I wasn't even old enough to be in the club at that point. Like, so when I first started doing my sets, they used to make me wait outside till I got on stage. Like, I had sit outside. But after a while, they got used to me being there, so they started letting me in. But just the fact that somebody else was willing to take from what they was already doing and be like, what, let me stop this and come over here and help this young man out and bring him over here in my circle. Like, I was like, if somebody else give a fuck, I should give a fuck 10 times more than they do. Because it's about me, it's not about them.
That part. What is it about this, you know, this culture? Because it's definitely a culture. What is it about this culture that motivates you to wake up and grind as hard as it is required to grind as an independent artist?
I mean, everybody got a story to tell, and I feel like mine's been unknown for too long. Like,
right.
And I can't sit around here and say, oh, I'm cold at this and I'm cold at that, and I'm not doing nothing to, like, convey that. Like, you can say you dope all day, but if you're not giving the people a reason to believe you dope or just convincing them, period, then what you doing? Like,
That part. Who do you feel has been the biggest supporter, man, for you? I mean, in your career?
Damn, I don't want to leave nobody out.
Roll call it. We got time. We
I don't want to leave nobody out. Let's see. I mean, shout out my nigga NASA Nick. He always fuck with your boy. Shout out Dracy Harper over there, straight up ENT. I mean, he on tour with Mobb Deep right now, shooting hella dope ass videos. Can't wait till you get back to fuck with you, my G. Boogie Bryan, obviously, that's my nigga. He was known as Cactus Jack back there. Y'all know him as Boog now.
Boogie.
Shout out my big bro Zona Boy, you know what I mean? Me and that nigga ain't always seen eye to eye, but he has been there for me musically. My boy Red Dig out there in Chicago right now. What up, man? You know what I mean? Shout out to No Coastal shit. My manager Lana. My girl Erica, you know what I mean? This probably the first time I done said her name on the live. She probably gonna trip when she see this shit. But yeah, she definitely ride with your boy Tough. Like, she made sure I got up here today.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
It's a lot of people. I don't want to leave nobody out, but if y'all see this, you know who you is. You know I'll fuck with you. Just because I ain't mentioned your name, you know my memory ain't that good. But you know I'll fuck with you, though.
What do you feel has been the biggest obstacle you faced as an independent artist on the West Coast? Or just being an independent artist in Arizona, because Arizona is its own market.
Money and resources. Like, when it all boiled down to it, that's what's really going to get you in there, is money and resources. Talent ain't going to do it no more, because there's too many non-talented cats with money that could just buy their way in.
Facts. What do you, what piece of advice would you give the next upcoming artist that you feel like you've you've kind of found your little science to get through some of this bullshit. How do you get to the resources? What resources are you using, you know, to help further your platform and your career?
I mean, your best bet is just to find people that's genuine and build, like, official connections with them, not somebody that's just fucking with you because, oh, right now, you popping or whatever, or they could use you. But, like, somebody that's actually with you for the long run, if they don't see longevity in your situation, or they not even thinking that far ahead, you should fuck with them at all. Plain and simple. And always get your masters, man. Y'all stop going to these studios and letting them give y'all the MP3 or the WAV files. Come Go get your on. Session files, bro. Get Come your session on. Files.
They don't, man, a lot of people be sleeping on that, man. If you book, what he's talking about is the fine prints in these studios when, you know, you sign these hours and you book and shit. If you're using my equipment, per se, you're in my studio, I own that equipment, which means everything that you put on anything that I own, I own. I own it. You lost it. You gave it up. And that's what Jay Hound is referring to. And that's a big key and a big gem for any upcoming artists who may not know or even know the signs to even look for. That was a big one, man. That was a fucking big one.
Always go to the lab with your flash drive.
Always go with your shit.
Cause ain't no telling, you might end up making a hot song at I don't know, let's say you went and recorded somewhere like the Salt Mines or something, and some artists running through their files and they like, oh shit, whose song is this? I want this. They can sell your shit. It ain't yours no more.
Bananas. The game is grimy. What's been some of the grimiest experiences you've seen or you faced and experienced this far? Let's air it out, because there's a lot of fuck motherfuckers out here in AZ.
It's definitely a lot of them. You know, I done seen motherfuckers basically play the two-face role quite too much. Like, they'll talk hella down about another artist or producer or a motherfucking videographer, but then 2 seconds later they're like, oh, you my bro, I love you. Like, you gotta watch out for that shit.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
It's a whole lot of backbiting. The motherfuckers trying to backdoor you and snake you out your situation, because either they just don't want you to win, they feel like you don't deserve it, or they intimidated by your ability to progress farther than where they sitting at right now.
That part, man. People got to stop being so sensitive. My light does not stop your light from shining.
Real talk.
Shine your shit, man. Find an angle and angle that motherfucker. I'll stay out the way, you stay out mine. It's a lot of love, man. That's really all it is. We got to get back to the roots and the fucking etiquette of conducting, you know, music business. It very much so is a business, ladies and gentlemen. Can't ask for $500, but you got a $25 marketing business plan. That don't make no sense. So, J-Helm, what is the creative process like for you, man? What is it very much just organic, create on the spot, or is it like premeditated? You usually have an intention when you go in.
Like when I go to the booth, like if I go to record, I normally have my, like, try to have my song done already, unless I'm working with another artist, because I don't know, I feel like I work faster than a lot of people do, so
you wait for it to come.
Yeah,
to you,
like, I'm like, you go ahead, do your thing, because I'm going to be done by, like, when I get there. Like, I'm finna knock it out, and you probably going to like it. 9 times out of 10, you finna fuck with whatever the fuck I put down.
Word.
So, I don't know. Like, my process for me is different, like, because I don't, most people, they'll sit back and they'll bump instrumentals, or they'll go listen to some of the greats or whatever before they go hit the booth. I'm not trying to do all that. I'm finna go listen to something that don't got nothing to do with rap. I might go listen to a damn Farrakhan lecture or some shit.
That's fire.
Or go put on some Mozart or a rock and roll song, because that's going to make it so that nothing nobody else said is going to influence what come out of my mouth, so I don't sound like whoever I was just listening to.
Word. What's your favorite part of the recording process, man? Because, for people who don't know, there's not just engineering, but you got the mastering. You got, you know, the production. You got voiceovers and ad libs. What is Jay Hound's favorite part of the process? And do you stick around for the entire process?
Oh, you
got your master, you know, in there doing the masters and working on getting you that hot out the oven, radio ready quality.
Unless it's somebody that I've been working with for a long time, I'm gonna sit there and wait for you to master. I'm not leaving the studio till I got my finished product. Like, you're not You're not gonna get that. Unless you finna just give me the raw vocals and I'm taking it somewhere else, but I ain't the type to, oh, let me send this off to this cat that I don't know, pay him to mix my shit, then send it back. I don't know what it's gonna sound like. I need to be there for the process. Cause facts. He might take out or put something in and I'm like, you just ruined the song.
Fucking facts. Where do you draw inspiration from? I know we had you on a radio interview and you were mentioning that you fuck with Shakespeare.
Yeah, I love me some Shakespeare.
And you know, you was mentioning you like to read and shit. Where do you draw inspirations? What is something that, you know, you use as one of your tools in the tool belt?
Damn, I got a few things. I would have to say one of my top things that I use, like, that I get inspiration from, it's gonna sound crazy, but my best shit come from when my situation is the worst. Like, pain be my number one motherfucking attribute when it come to these bars. If I'm doing good shit, you probably ain't gonna hear me rapping for a minute. I'm like, shit, I ain't got shit to talk about, because rapping is therapeutic to me. Like, yes. If I don't got shit to get off my chest, then what's the point of me spending some shit? I don't want to spend no garbage.
Right. So I'm very much the same fucking way. That's dope, man. That's dope. Do you dabble into production and you know, mixing and engineering yourself?
I definitely tried it. I'm trash at it. I ain't finna act like I'm good at it, but I mean, it's something that I can get better at over time, shit.
Facts. I mean, I'm the same way. I like to engineer myself for, like, references when I just wrote the shit. I want to memorize it even better. I just need to hear a playback.
Oh yeah, like a rough track. Yeah, I can do that shit all day.
I do the reference tracks all day. I'm cool with that shit. I never really dabbled in heavy into the mixing, and Boogie be into that shit.
I'd be
watching Boogie. I'm like, oh, you doing a lot.
I done sat in studios for hours. Like, let me see what this sound like. Hell, if I move this over.
Why
here?
You got so many compressors and shit? What's going on? And you know, you need start to figure it out. You know, you start to watch people's work, man, and it's super dope. Where have you recorded out here? Listen, you know, we're gonna show some love. Where have you recorded that you feel like that's the best place you've gotten any returns back?
He don't got a name for his shit, but they call him Chop the Chef. His spot over there out of Chandler. That boy, his rough mix sound like a lot of these cats' masters. I'm like, like, he the reason I don't fuck with the Salt Mines no more. He got the same shit they got. You like, I now that I know what I know, like after dealing with Boog and all these other producers and shit. Like, now that I actually gained some knowledge, when it comes to the Salt Mines, you paying for the ambiance. You're not paying for the sound.
Man, that's 90% of it. That's 90% of it. It usually be like that. Shout out to, what was his name again?
Chop the Chef.
Chop the Chef.
Chop the Chef. Y'all can follow him on IG. That's my guy.
You heard it first. We're going to jump into this music video by J-Hound. It's called Top 5. What was this like creating it? Because the video looked hard as shit.
Ooh, I recorded this with my partner Michi. This right here, I did this because it's been so much talk in Arizona about, oh, this cat dope, or motherfuckers saying that people is the best and they discrediting other artists. And I felt like I was discredited in that whole situation. So I'm like, well, this is to show you I'm really him, shit.
I fucking love it. You heard it first. J-Hound, Top 5, Donkey Bronx TV, Gemwork Live. Let's get to it.
Yeah. Top 5, nigga. I said it, I ain't taking that shit back. I meant that. Hey, Z, what's happening? Yeah. Stuffed a 9 in the wood, this shit getting drastic. I took that bitch to the next shit, I ain't even passing. Just rolled a 12 in the Zimmy, shit is getting tricky. Suckers try to diss me, they can't get me cause they bars in me. Dog, really, I don't think you cowards wanna start with me. Fuck you and your best, I'm only aiming for the head, really. I'm on what you on, plus I'm on some other shit. And I spit bars like a 100 clip, shit ain't it obvious that I was made for this? I know, I'm doper than all of you niggas, I'm sick, ain't no cure, get a call. For niggas, you can't get a verse, so quit calling me nigga. You trashing them off and I argue with niggas like, whew. Straight bars, who this nigga hard? Switch got stuck on fully auto, I be going off. Father, forgive me again. I'm finna kill him again. Body for body, who fucking with Chauncey? I murdered the track, I did it again. Boss Sun Tzu, all the war, look what you started for. Boss Sun Tzu, all the war, and they ain't ready for it. Father, forgive me again. I'm finna kill him again.
mama, there go that mannequin. Leave them stiff as a mannequin. Damn it, could you imagine it? If rapping was a sport, the type of stats that I'd be averaging. A rocket, take my words and flip them hoes to an establishment. I really need a bag, so body's going in the bag again. I meet the meat wagon at the dock and tell them back it in. And I don't know Drizzy, but it's back to back and back again. I'm really him. Yeah, nigga said I really am. Okay. I was in that water with them sharks and you ain't never swim. How you mention bars in Arizona and don't mention him? I'm top five, King Drama, J-Hound, I'm really him. Father, forgive me again. I'm finna kill him again. Body for body, who fucking with Chauncey? I murdered the track, I did it again. Boss, Sun Tzu, all the warlords, what you started for? Boss, Sun Tzu, all the war, and they ain't ready for it. Father, forgive me again. I'm finna kill him again. Body for body, who fucking with Chauncey? I murdered the track, I did it again. Boss, Sun Tzu, all the warlords, what you started for? Boss, Sun Tzu, all the war, you ain't ready for it.
King Drama, J-Hound in a motherfucking building.
Hey, yo.
Top five like a motherfucker.
Man, if y'all ain't followed me yet, man, make sure you go do on IG, man. King Drama, J-Hound on everything. Everything. That's YouTube, Facebook, all that. Twitter, all that. Fuck with your boy.
Man, I don't even know what to say. I mean, shit. What the fuck was that, bro? What was that?
I was mad.
I'm noticing.
I was mad.
You said, how you gonna talk about best rappers and not mention my name?
Yeah, I was mad at them up. I was like, they got some type of nerve. You just gonna leave me out the conversation.
That's whole facts.
You know, I'm putting myself in.
I feel like I notice a lot of that. I mean, it's not just Arizona. It seems like everywhere where, you know, these cities have a little platform that's popping. And it just seems to be like, well, we just gonna put on our homies. We don't really care about how dope motherfuckers really are. We just want whoever's spending money here to come fuck with us. And we just gonna take y'all.
That's that vulture mentality. They parasitic in their ways, man.
It's crazy, man. Who? Let's air them out. Fuck it. It's a Saturday. Let's air them out.
Ah, Annie, I told you I wasn't gonna do it. You ain't watched. I told you I wasn't gonna do it, but that nigga Flame Sizzler, ho. He one of the main ones to be on that parasitic shit. He's a definite sucker. And I mean, I can't fuck with the way niggas get down. Like that whole go gossip rumor shit. Like, you nigga, if you the boss, nigga, you don't got time to gossip. You should be getting money. If you not getting money, nigga, get the fuck on. It's like plain and simple. Like, bro, what is we here for? To do this music shit? Like, I get that everybody need to be paid a certain way, like everybody got their craft or a product or whatever you want to call it, or their brand that they feel like people want to pay money for. But where most of these dudes that's already out here, or they portraying like they doing something, all they doing is they going and gathering up whoever they feel might be their competition, or whoever gullible with the biggest bag, like, oh, I'm going to put you on, just bring your money over here.
That part.
Like, but they don't give a fuck about you once that check gone, nigga, you gone.
It's all facts. You know, I'm not from Arizona. So while I'm out here in the scene and I'm connecting and learning who people are, and I'm discovering some people and rubbing elbows with people, it's interesting because I feel like I'm noticing a lot of people who don't do this shit that they say that they really do. And I could see it through your platform. Like, you might have the regular little artist fool right now, but the real motherfuckers that's out here really working and doing this shit for real come from this era and come from this cloth and this culture.
We people all that shit.
We see it. You know, we very much so see it. So for your own business, success, I would say get around some people that understand what it is that you want to do and get some help, man. Be a student of the game. That's the only way we get to the points we want to get to to be able to be that dude. You know what I mean? You can't be a plug if you don't even know.
Yeah, you ain't got no work.
You ain't got no work.
You ain't got no work. You using somebody else's work talking about you the plug. You and you really the middleman. That be the problem out here, though. They act like they doing it and they not. Like, motherfuckers need to get away from that Ponzi scheme shit and get back to rap.
Let's get back to rap, that part, man. Hip-hop is about peace, love, unity, and having fun. We can't grow. We can't do the knowledge talk. We can't do none of this shit until we can do these first little things at the very top. Peace, love, unity, and having fun. So, you know, have some fun while you're doing this shit. Represent the culture correctly.
Man.
And it should be very simple. J-Hound, what is it? You know, what's your life like? What is a day-to-day for J-Hound? You wake up. You know what I'm saying? And what you know, what is that like for you? Do you get on a pen? Do you start reading? You know, do you take a shower? I mean, what's the day-to-day for you like?
Well, I mean, most days I get up, shit, go clean up the crib, whatever, take out the trash, shit. I might sit down and fuck with some 2K or some Call of Duty, and I mean, that's what I'm on right now after getting hit by that car. I've been kind of laid back and ain't really doing too much.
Feel it.
But shit, I mean, I pretty much rap every day. I give myself like a little freestyle exercise probably 2-3 times out of the motherfucking day. Like, I'll sit there and just pick one word. Like, my thing used to be I'll flip open the dictionary and whatever word my finger land on, like, we're going to run with that until I run out of ways to use this shit and start sounding repetitive. Then we move on to the next one.
I like it. That's a great exercise. That's a very good exercise. Some of the illest freestylers in the game that I know steadily read the dictionary, synonyms, antonyms. I mean, they go in.
Yeah, well,
they go in.
That shit work if you actually, like, when you know what the word actually mean, what you using it for, instead of, it just rhymed with what I said, so I said
etymology
that.
Books. Get you an etymology book, man. It's more than just the knowledge. It's where the words come from, how you could misconstrue words and play with them.
They got freestyle messed up right now, though, bro. I'm so mad about that shit that it shouldn't even be no debate.
You know, it
shouldn't be no debate.
Right, it's interesting. I heard people in many, many ways debate this shit, and I've heard people go, well, freestyling is off the top. And then people go, well, no, freestyling is freestyling, and off the top is off the top. And I'm like, okay, I understand all angles of it. So what is it? I don't think anybody's really, you know, gave us the correct answer. Not even the OG.
I mean, the way that, like, freestyling off the top to me is exactly the same thing.
Should be the same thing.
And what I say, when I say off the top, I mean that shit was not premeditated. Like, you didn't write this down and memorize it and think of it beforehand, because that's not freestyling. You reciting shit. That's the same as, oh, I memorized my verse, now I'm going to go in the booth and spit it without looking at it.
Right.
That's not freestyle.
Right. See, I my the way I write and the way I work, and we just chopping a little bit. You know what I mean? I freestyle write. It's very interesting. So I have an instrumental. First of all, it has to move me. I don't even pick up a pen if the beat don't make me feel some type of way. It has to make me feel some type of way. It could be anything. It could be a storytelling. It could be a club song. It just gotta move me to inspire me to even want to do this shit, right? Once that happens, everything happens organically. So I'm freestyling and finding the lines that I think are the illest or the ones that I like the most, and then I'm logging them.
But see, when you say freestyle,
I'm logging them.
Freestyle,
so
right?
It is off the top, but then I log what I like and I keep it, and then I structure a whole verse out of it.
Yeah, see, but see, that's different. When you saying freestyle writing, you wasn't thinking about, oh, this is my topic beforehand. It's just that shit just came out.
Right.
That I agree with that level. Like, you could put that in freestyle writing. Okay, you could say that's freestyle writing, because you wasn't thinking about it before. That shit just came out.
Right.
Which is why I be upset when cats be like, oh, it's a freestyle battle. No, it's not, nigga. You wrote that verse.
I like how you doing
that's
it.
Not freestyle. You wrote that verse. Let's take it in legal terms. If you shoot a motherfucker during the altercation and you didn't think about it, They probably gonna give you and you didn't kill him or whatever, it'll be a assault with a deadly weapon.
Facts.
But if you went with the intention to take that man's life, that's attempted murder, bro.
Attempted murder.
That's not like that you thought about it beforehand.
Right.
Like, that shit, you knew what you was gonna do going in there, so
right.
You can't call it free after that point. Like, bro, you thought about that shit.
Oh facts. Outside of this music shit, man. What other hobbies and interests does J-Hound have?
Oh, right now, I'm picking back up the hobby of making these speaker shit. I did that a little bit while I was in prison. Now I want to try it with some real materials, because, I mean, it's crazy as hell to be making speakers out of cardboard boxes, magnets, and paper plates and shit like this. But now I got some wood and I get the actual materials, cutting on shit and have my shit beat.
Bro, that's dope. If you ever need help with anything, let me know. My pops actually repairs speakers. We own the stage and sound company. So if you needed a hand with anything or looking for something, let me know.
I still got to figure out, like, what I need to use to seal the shit and all of that, like, to make sure the sound hit how it hit.
Right. I think my pops uses, I think it's like a foam and a glue and some screws. But I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I'm definitely going to be
not
on
sure.
That.
Fuck do I know? My pops is the guy who does the shit. So, man, making speakers, bro. What's the biggest size speaker or smallest size speaker that you ever made? And how did you even get into that?
I keep bringing up the prison shit. I mean, me and you spoke about it before. They don't know, but me and you spoke about it before. I did that little 11 and a half or whatever. While I was in there, you learn a whole lot of shit. Like, people, them motherfuckers in there is talented. They might not always use they shit for the best reasons, but a lot of them cats in there know some shit. I learned from a white dude how to make speakers literally using magnets out some headphones, some copper wire out of a motherfucking adapter plug, a paper plate, some fixer-dent glue, because that's what we niggas had to use that's off fire. In there. We ain't had no insulation or nothing. You cut your hole in that bitch, you find a paper plate or something like that, make you a little tube, stack your magnets together. The more magnets you got, the louder your shit gonna be. Put them in a little tube, connect a wire, find you a power source, and your shit beat.
This shit is crazy. You know what, man? I'm not even gonna front. I was on Instagram the other day, and I seen a motherfucker in jail, and he was like, man, I want to make, he was making something, bro. I don't know what the fuck he was making. And he was like, we need to boil the water. And this motherfucker did the same shit. He had his shit, these magnets. He dropped them in the water. All I know is my shit just started bubbling. I was like, there's no way. This shit got hot in like 8 seconds. Shit was boiling. Like,
instantly. They make these shits in there called stingers. I mean, you could buy them off the commissary. They call them Emerson heaters or whatever the fuck. But the ones the motherfucking the prisoners make, you niggas literally taking two pieces of metal, some wire, or like chop off the back of an extension cord or something.
Right.
Put a plastic spork in between that bitch and saran wrap it so them two pieces of metal ain't touching. Drop that shit in the water with some salt and that's your boiler, that's your stove, that's your oven, all that shit.
It's everything. It's electric.
Yeah, that's everything.
Electric stove.
Well, hot water, there it go. Put that shit in the cup, heat it up.
Yeah, that's wild. That's fucking dope, man. That's
I seen a nigga dope. Make a whole cheesecake and it really tasted like cheesecake. Oh. Fuck me up. Like, what did it have, bro?
Are you in there too long when you can make a cheesecake like that?
How the fuck you do that?
Prayers goes out to everybody locked up, man. Shout out to all my people behind bars.
Free Zona Boy, you know what I mean? Free True Woods.
Free Ma.
Free my nigga Wild Man Jack.
So what has J-Hound been bumping lately, man? Give me the last 3 to 5 joints that you was playing on your fucking Spotify.
Oh, I don't even really be listening to Spotify.
You could have said anything.
I
just use Spotify just because. But you can say whatever.
The last 3 joints I was bumping. J. Cole is always in my ear because that nigga's dope as fuck. J. Cole and Kendrick is like two of the staples in my rap diet. Like, I listen to their music constantly. I actually just started getting back into Jody Breeze. Somebody said his name the other day, and I'm like, what happened to Jody? Because he was dope. But when Boys in the Hood separated, all everybody heard about was Jeezy. Don't nobody know about Jody no more.
Right.
That boy still cold.
No shit.
That boy's still cold.
Jody Breeze, go do the knowledge. Go find out, man. And if Jody Breeze happens to catch one of this podcast show.
Man, I need that feature, G.
Yo, not only do we need the feature, I need all your music videos, and I need all your music for the radio show.
Run that.
You know the fucking vibes, man. So, yo, what's the best piece of advice you've received as an artist?
Don't ever compromise who you are over a bag.
Shit, say that again.
Don't ever compromise who you are over a bag. It ain't worth it, dog. It ain't worth it.
Man, stop selling out.
For real.
Just do what it is that you do and stay out the fucking way. stay out the way. Just do what you do. Everything gonna work itself out, I promise you. There's a lot of middle ground artists. I know, and you know, this might, some of y'all may hear this and think it's stupid. But if you are not platinum, that don't mean you flopped. There's a lot of middle ground from platinum to gold, and you don't need to be platinum to live well in this music game.
For real, for real.
That's just a whole fact. Find your middle ground. Be comfortable in your skin, man. Be the Kobe Bryant of your position. And everybody is going to fucking win. I promise you. That's my word. My name is Tech the Super Latin, a.k.a. Brother Maz. You know the fucking vibes. J-Hound in a fucking building.
Let's go. The Tucktown Titan was really good.
The fucking Tucktown Titan. If you could go back in time and tell yourself one thing, what would that be? And why?
Don't hit that lick. Don't hit that lick. Don't
I
do
know
it,
why.
Don't do it, dog. Because they finna get you. They finna get you. You thought you got away till 6 months later. Then when they catch your ass, don't do it, dog. Don't do it.
Yo. J-Hal been on point like a motherfucker. Yeah. You been on point like a motherfucker.
I know, and I ain't even smoke no weed today. I left my sack at the house.
Man, I got a little bit. We gonna roll something up as soon as we finish this shit for damn show, man. Yo, so let's throw a couple curveballs.
Okay.
We're gonna have a little bit of fun, man. Favorite sports teams. Let's do football, basketball, baseball. You fuck with hockey?
So. I got fuck a team. I got a team for
you fuck
hockey.
With soccer?
Nope, I don't know nothing about it.
Okay. So we're gonna do football, basketball, and baseball. Favorite teams.
Football, people gonna hate me for this because I'm from Arizona and all that extra bullshit. Chicago Bears, nigga, and I don't give a fuck what they gotta say about it.
Hey,
I'm
shout out to Teddy Bruschi.
Die hard fan. Even when they trash, I'm still on their side. Still on their side. Basketball, I'm a player fan now. I used to be a team fan.
I feel it. I can respect that, and I know why.
Till LeBron went to L.A. Shit. They got everybody, bro. They got everybody. Like, I'm surprised that somebody on the West don't win every motherfucker. I like, bro, this shit don't make no sense. That shit rigged, bro. They got all the best players.
It's rigged as fuck.
I ain't mad bananas at them, but it's like, I don't even feel like watching no more because you know who finna make it out at the end, regardless of what it looked like before that. You know who coming out on top.
Facts. Facts. It just happened. I mean, shit, shout out to Kevin Durant, you know, even though his shit is blown out, he done.
Yeah, they was clowning that boy when he got hurt that first day. That shit was funny as hell.
Hell yeah.
You see the John Morant meme that they did with him shooting, finish him. that shit was funny as hell. I like
Shout out to John Morant, too, man. He's definitely one of my dudes. Who you got for baseball?
I'm gonna go with the White Sox. Once again, it's back to the Chicago
back
shit.
To the Chicago. Back to you the got people in Chicago?
Yes, I do. I my homeboy Red stay out there.
Word.
But that's really the only motherfucker I know out there. Like, to tell you the truth, I can't tell you why I've been so obsessed with Chicago, like, since I was little. I think the first time I seen Michael Jordan, I was like, oh, I'm Chicago everything now. Everything.
There it is. There it is. And that's, you know, that's easy.
And I'm a Scottie Pippen fan. Yeah, I said that. Yeah, I said that. Jordan wouldn't shit without Scottie out there, and I ain't taking it back. I ain't taking it back.
Yo, top five things on your musical / personal bucket list. And you don't gotta rush through it.
Top five things.
What are the top five things?
Okay, in no particular order. I definitely wanna find a way to put myself on the same album, and it be my album, as Cole, Kendrick, Wale, and Jadakiss.
Ooh, shit.
That shit would be bananas.
That would be stupid.
That shit would be,
that would be stupid. You get Wale on the right joint, dude, that's, you got a banger. That's a banging album.
Like that for Lauren, I fuck with that whole for Lauren now. He did some shit I didn't expect to come out of his mouth. I'm like, okay, you got some shit.
He definitely got some shit.
I used to be a big Lupe Fiasco fan, but he fell off.
Yeah, he fell off. What else you got on that list?
I definitely want to perform at the Apollo.
Ooh, nice word.
Let's see what else we got. What else we got?
Any place you want to travel specifically?
Oh, I gotta go to the hip hop Mecca. gotta go to the hip-hop mecca.
There it is. There it is, man.
And I want to try to find a see if somebody got some unreleased Biggie that I could bob off the ass. So I'm like, I got a Biggie feature shit.
Yo, that would be fucking lit, bro. That would be all the way lit.
I always wanted to hear Biggie and Big L on the same track, but that shit was never gonna happen.
Damn, that would have been a motherfucker right there. Biggie and Big L?
Big L, the shit. He the reason why
Big L, yeah.
When I battle niggas, my punchlines are so disrespectful because the shit that nigga said, like, I was like, bruh, did he really just say that? He said, you a bitch, your mama should have swallowed you, bruh. Like, that's so disrespectful. So he talking about you and your mama in the same word.
Yo. Yeah.
That shit is so disrespectful.
And he did this in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know?
Niggas was not on that back then.
Not at all. That's, man. So look, man, let the people know where they can find you, what upcoming projects and events you got, and then I want you to leave us with one of your favorite quotes that maybe you either live your life by or you use as a staple in your career to keep you grounded.
Oh, let me see. Well, you can follow me Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, yeah. I put my music up on everything. I got a SoundCloud. I got a Spotify. And I mean, that's pretty much it for right now. Like, as far as the streaming platforms that you can follow me on, I'm working on getting my shit branched out to a wider variety of people shit.
Right. Any upcoming projects or events you got? Release dates for?
I was supposed to be dropping my album, I'm Really Him, that shit coming soon, on May 5th. But I had a little minor setback, so my next release date that I'm pushing for is the 28th of May.
Fire.
So instead of May 5th, we going to the 28th.
Oh, but that's around the corner. It's coming.
Yeah. The tracks is ready. I just got to get these videos done.
Fire.
All the music done. I just need the visuals.
Fire. Where's your next show so the people can pop out and support?
My next show is on the 6th. Of May at the Ruby Report.
Bang. Shout out to the Ruby Report. I keep catching them everywhere, man. I don't know who you are, but shout out to you doing your fucking thing, taking care of the artists out here. Yeah, I'm excited for you.
Oh, she watching right now. What's happening, Sylvia?
Oh, most definitely. Shout out to you.
Shout out the locker room. I'm finna go up there and body shit. You already know I'm coming with it.
Lead the people with a quote, man, that you either, you know, live your life by or that you know, you use in your career as a way to, you know, stay balanced and grounded.
I mean, I'm gonna keep it simple. Shit, do unto others as you would have others do unto thee. Know what I mean?
Easy money. You can't say it any better than that. We're gonna get ready to play another song, a music video. This music video that we about to play is featuring All Day. It's called Most.
Shout out All Day, man. What's happening?
You want to talk about that?
How we ended up leaking on the track.
Yeah, how'd you guys connect, man? What was the process for putting this together?
I mean, pretty much, like, I met All Day through Affiliate NT. Me and him ended up meeting at a show, like, officially.
Dope.
I heard some of his music. I was like, you know what? I could fuck with you. Got him in the studio, shit. Literally the same day I got him in the studio, we started running shit. I think I got, like, 4 tracks with him right now that
Easy
ain't
money.
Even out yet.
Beautiful. Well, shout out to All Day. This joint right here is called Most. What we are going to do is play this video, and then we're going to set up your mic for that in-studio performance you're about to hit the people with. So I'm hella motherfucking excited.
Hype.
Man, y'all let's get to it.
It's going
Donkey Barnes TV, Gym Work Live Podcast, the illest hip-hop culture podcast show on the West Coast. You know the fucking vibes. West Coast Fleet Radio, City Buzz, Click Sound the Stage, New Creative Media, Last Con Records, Super Latin Legacy. It's a whole vibe. We out here. Let's get to it.
I got the most. I got the most.
Yeah.
I got the most.
Yeah.
All of them goes. All of them goes. All of them goes. All of them goes.
I'm touching roll.
Yeah.
I'm touching roll.
Yeah.
I'm touching roll.
Yeah.
I'm touching roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga on the go.
I'm touching roll. I gotta go. All of them goes.
Yeah, nigga on the roll.
Yeah.
See them by the two, ooh, you know they tryna stay ready.
Nigga been the truth, yeah, you know a nigga born steady. Pressure on me, nigga, diamonds heavy. Balls lay him out, call the Medi. Yeah, you know a nigga bang chestin', nigga, call me Chevy. Know my race, yeah, I need a checky. Built tough like a Ford Chevy. Bust your head, nigga, see confetti. On my head, I'ma dice some heavy. Need a dictionary, even fuck with me. Stump on him with my fresh tennies. Did a bid, and then I'm back with it. I see the moon, then I howl at it. I see them puffs, little bashful niggas. See the pussy, then I growl at it. Go deep in it, then I stab at it. Nigga think they spaz, but I'm a spasmatic. I do what they did, then I advance it. Nigga think I'm chump, snap them ass backwards. Body chump, get the meat wagging. You can call me Dread when they judge status. How you down when I'm still lavish? Number crazy like it's backgammon. Bitch hit my line and she hashtabbing. Straight with it, never half-assing. Slide through and they straight cashing. 88, cause I'm straight classic. Kobe Brown, know I'm so savage. One shot, they know I'm havoc. I gotta go. I learn from ghosts. Out to the road. Yeah, nigga touching road. I gotta go. I learn from ghosts. I gotta go. Yeah, nigga on the road.
I went all day in the hallway. Black and brown to the hallway. Heaven sent, I'm spitting hell flame. Sizzle, I'm with it, let's get it, my nigga. 43 caliber damage, an amateur concrete, I'm solid, my nigga got stamina. I talk my shit, but just know I'm gon' back it up. Who got the juice? Told Annie to add it up. I'm a glutton for Gouda, I need more. Shit go bad, I might stick up the weed store. Got too big for some niggas, I peeled off. Need a spot adequate for a big dog. Know how feelings, it is what it is, dog. Either rap or the flip to my wrist talk. I got options, I might put that mask on. Feel like lynching this bitch, get my blast on. Marshall Mathers might switch to a chainsaw. What the fuck, I went out of my brain, pause. From the block to the booth, I'm the same dog. I'ma get what the fuck that I came for. Hey, pay me my paper. Fuck how you feel. Organically dope, I ain't popping no pills. Was born with the skills, I do this for real. Okay, I'm reloading. Yeah, nigga, I was chosen. Bruce Leroy glow. Show never finish show. Last dragon got my pants sagging. Boris automatic, I be really snapping. I'm a fucking savage, I'ma let him have it. I be really at it like you can't imagine. Damn. Bitch, I got bars for days.
Do.
You don't want a box, get put in a box and I get you squared away.
Hey, yo,
this is the hound, okay? I told you the hound no play. Body for body, who fucking with Chauncey? I got it, I'm spraying the rounds, okay?
Body,
yeah. Hey, all day, my nigga, good looking out on the assist.
Here. Here.
I mean, you know we got chop on the board, so I had to chop one.
J-Hound in the motherfucking building. This is how we gonna get it. Check that mic for me.
Mic check, 1-2-1-2. Sound like we live and
sound
direct.
Like we
let's
mother
go, baby.
Fucking ready. Let's get to it. Live studio performance by J-Hound.
First one ever.
Gym Work Live. Donkey Bongs TV. Let's go.
Nigga, you ain't bout that. Show where your house at. Halle Berry or a hallelujah. Pussy nigga, I just gotta do your side nar till you put the chopper to him. And them flippers had a nigga body moving. He ain't Millie rocking, he dying stupid. Want him not to do it, he ignored it foolish. Balls busting like a yapper booming. I'm the type of nigga go to war with Cupid. Oh, you get it, my nigga, I'm heartless. And plus, I just pick him apart with the shit that I'm spitting just so they remember. I ain't what they memory card is. Bone apart with these bars, ho. I could flip a whole car low. Molotov, the whole car blow. Al Qaeda, nigga, we can all go. Fuck it, I feel like Eminem when he wrote Infinite. I did have a pot to piss in, but I took a shit in it. You listening? Fuck all you simpletons. I'm on my shit again. Chip upon my shoulder, so I went and stuck a clip in it. Designated shooter, do that make me ambidextrous? This the definition, the depiction of what savages. I'm ravishing, I came to damage shit. Watch me dismantle it. Fahrenheit or even Celsius, no one can handle him. Smack me a rapper, him no factor. I'ma body him. My homeboys got chopsticks, then my karate friends. I suggest you do not mess with Chauncey. Turn into a titan, start the beat and watch me catch a body. They should bring a stretcher probably. I'ma give them extra homie. Road I walk is rough, you'll break your ankles trying to step around me. Fuck that step and I'ma stomp a nigga. Riverdance, James Brown, Carsey. Ah, get him, man.
Wait.
No, nigga, you ain't bout that. I fuck with real killers, they're sure where your house at. Told you about running your mouth, yeah. And we gon' hit them with them things like rat, rat. Oh, nah, nigga, you ain't bout that. I fuck with real killers, they're sure where your house at. I told you about running your mouth, yeah.
And we gon' hit them with them things like rat, rat.
Fuck you, I ain't friendly, I'ma flip them like a trampoline. Bounce up off the scene and wipe it down, you know I'm Mr. Clean. Thought it was a dream, I point the beam and let it lick your spleen. Get your team, nigga, please. Bloodshed ain't shit to me, just tell them if it's beef, then cook my burger up with extra cheese. Bread with the sesame, I'm really finna peppering. Nigga, I'll be swinging hard enough to break a neck and then stomp a nigga out, okay, I'm done, bring the stretch in. Fuck it, they told me, nigga, ham, keep going ill. Stand over the body, I'm 5'6", that's overkill. Pussy nigga know the drill, hands in the air, yeah. Make the wrong move, pussy, then it's over with. And I ain't playing with you niggas, I go harder. Darth Vader shit, you aiming with the fucking star. When you go to war with him, where your ass gon' get rained on. Chopper with this shit, I bring that shit, boy, that's that pain gone. Niggas try to step into it, I'ma bring the weapon to it. Treat them like they Tetris, twist them up and put they neck into it. Damn, who the next to speak? Cause hound like the Exorcist. This the book of bars, I expose them with my rhetoric.
J-Hound in the motherfucking building.
Oh boy.
Gym work fucking live. Donkey Barnes TV, City Buzz, West Coast Fleet. We out here. Tap the fuck in. We gonna see y'all next week, man. We gone.
Yes, sir.
Nah,
it's Benz. Gym, what up? Harlem to Hartford. Bad talk, motherfucker. That's right. Bad talk, motherfucker. If you ain't got no bag, you a sucker. Right. If you ain't got no bag, you a sucker. Hey, let's be done with all the speculation.
Done with it.
I just got off vacation.
Laying up.
I graduated from the block.
Yeah, I did.
All young rich niggas was at my graduation. Years beans on your station. We bum rush you lands without a reservation.
We did that.
Now my doors beat suicide since they put red guts in the Camry. I went blue inside.
Right.
I'm a bougie motherfucker.
I'm bougie.
Bought a go-yard bag to keep my jewels inside.
I did that.
Who are you to scrutinize me? I put in work, I did what I had to do inside.
Facts.
Couldn't fathom having to do a dime. You would've told as soon as they grabbed you, you not a loyal guy.
Nah.
Shots fired, you missed. Nice try. You heard I got a bag on your head. I do a whole pie. Lean, keep going. Nobody wants you rich. Your wifey hating too. You better watch who you sleeping with. It's a grimy game. You better watch who you eating with. Them niggas got a plan and be watching yours. That's some greedy shit. Be careful, handle your own shit. That's your bro for real, no he not. That nigga wants your bitch, and he wants your watch. He probably get cut it off your wrist. And he wants your chain. If it's bust down, then you over with. Lean, bad talk, motherfucker.
Yeah,
bad talk, motherfucker. If you ain't got no bag, you a sucker. If you ain't got no bag, you a sucker. Hey, bad talk, motherfucker. Hey, bad talk, motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
If you ain't got no bag, you a sucker.
You a chump.
If you ain't got no bag, you a sucker. Hey.
If you ain't got no bag, then you probably a hater.
Hater.
Shit, I only feel one man, and that's God, the creator.
Amen.
Remember that case in the A, I beat that charge in Decatur. A young boy shoots you, whip him, turn your whole car into vapors.
Yeah.
Still shoot the 9 miller, like the point guard off the Pacers.
Switch.
Like Chris Breezy, boy, I got a whole squad full of takers. Snitched to O'Malley, who took that time on the
bang,
chin.
Bang.
He said he looked at the judge, and then he took that time with a grin.
That's
if it's
that.
Up, then it's stuck, boy, we got no time for amends.
Fuck.
The silly bitch just wanna fuck. She just wanna climb in the bins. Lately, I've been catching fire, cause your boy done been to hell and back.
Sheesh.
And my nigga love gunpowder, he bust a shot and then he smell a Mac. You probably don't know the first thing about selling crack.
Sucker.
All I hear lies when you little niggas be telling raps.
Yeah,
shit. Well, let me give you a prime example. I used to buy a key and then we were selling diamond samples. That is a marketing strategy. They need to pay me so I can market my strategy. Plus this OG still be parking the batter's V. You caught that one, this OG still be parking the batter's V. That strategy.
Bad talk, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Bad talk, motherfucker. If you ain't got no bag, you a sucker. If you ain't got no bag, you a sucker. Hey. Bad talk, motherfucker. Hey. Bad talk, motherfucker.
If you ain't got no bag, you a sucker.
You a sucker.
If you ain't got no bag, you a sucker. Hey.